Hey guys, it's Scott Harris here, the founder of Ultimate Coach, where we train the world's best coaches. Stopping by to chat with you this week about the difference between income and wealth. You know, sometimes in the teaching I do on income and wealth and mindset around the world, people get confused. They think if they make a lot of income that they're going to be wealthy. And I got to tell you, there's not necessarily a correlation between the two. So just to be clear, here's what income is. Income is what you get, what you create, what you make, what you earn from either your job or your business. Now, if you're watching this video, you've probably got your own business, which is great. You've probably got a part-time business, which is great, or you've got a job, all of which are good things to have, and you're generating some income. Now, I say income is important because you need it. But here's what you need income for. Number one, to maintain your lifestyle. And that's a conversation we should have in the future about, well, how do I make sure I'm doing that within my current range of income? But you need income for lifestyle. You need income to go to the farmer's market on the weekend and get your organic tofu and your organic broccoli and your organic oils. You need income to make sure you're taken care of. Can I jump on a plane and travel somewhere? Can I pay for my house, my mortgage, my rent, my car, and my leases and so on? And you need income to take a percentage each week, each month, each quarter from your income and start putting it towards building your wealth. Because your wealth is this big, crazy treasure chest you want to be building. Your income gives you lifestyle. Your wealth gives you what I call sleep at night factor. What does that mean? It means you spend 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, maybe even 35 years creating an income, doing something you love, doing something you're good at, adding value, creating lots of really cool income that you, as I said, A, live off, and B, you pour into your treasure chest, and you will also spend 10, 20, 35 years building this treasure chest that becomes your wealth. And that's a beautiful, great big bucket full of all sorts of things, which we'll chat about on another video. But that wealth, that is what allows you to sleep at night. It allows you to have peace in case your income disappears one day. It allows you to have freedom in the future when you want to go and play golf and go traveling and do contribution and community service work. It allows you to take care of your children or your grandchildren and send them to university or college, or maybe take care of your parents if they need taken care of. But I want to be very clear. There's often a mistake in the 21st century of just chasing more money that people think if they make a lot of income, they're immediately going to create wealth. And they're not true. That's absolutely not true. I know lots of people, and you see it in media, or you see it in sports, you see it in Hollywood, you see it in people who get inheritance money. Just because you create a lot of income does not necessarily automatically mean you're going to be wealthy. Does not necessarily automatically mean you're going to have great wealth. Building your wealth, building your treasure chest, building this portfolio of assets and all sorts of different ways of holding your cash and holding your wealth is going to require some study. It's going to require some focus. It's going to require some energy. And truthfully, there is the not great news. It's kind of like another part-time job. And one of the things you want to be very careful about is making sure that you are in control of building this wealth treasure chest. And it's not something you give to somebody else to take care of. It's not something you abdicate your responsibility and say, well, you can go build my wealth for me. And it's not something you want to ignore, thinking if I just keep making more money, if I just keep building my business, if I just can make another 10 grand, 50 grand, 100 grand, $1 million, even $5 million, even $10 million, that I'll be wealthy. We want to always be very clear. Some days you're working on your income, taking care of your clients, selling your product, doing your thing, working your job, whatever it is you need to do. But certainly every day, and certainly every week, and certainly every month, you want to be spending some time on building your wealth. And never the two shall meet. As my wealth grows, as our portfolio builds, as our wealth increases, I kind of look at that money as not being my money. It's kind of like belongs to the future. It belongs to old Scott. It belongs to Scott when I'm playing golf and I'm traveling around the world with not much of a care in the world. If I want some more stuff in my life, if I want a new car, if I want a new boat, if I want to travel somewhere, I'm never allowed to take money out of my treasure chest. That's my wealth. I got to go and get some more income. How do I get income? We'll chat about that perhaps in another video. So there's a quick distinction to make sure you understand, my friends. There's a very, very clear difference between income, what you use for your lifestyle, what you use to have some fun with, what you use to maybe start building your wealth, and actually building your wealth itself, which is a whole different career that you've got to find a way to find time for, and then ideally fall in love with. So, hope this has been useful for you. If you've got any questions about income, how do I build more income? Wealth, how do I create wealth? And maybe what even goes in my treasure chest? We'd love to talk about those on a future blog. But for now, please share this with your family and friends. Live very, very, very deliberately. This is Scott Harris saying bye for now.